Welcome to the Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life. Today we're talking about a word underused in the basketball community as far as skills coaching and coaching in general. And I hear some coaches say it a lot, but I don't see a ton of coaches constantly pushing this word, and that word's confidence. I just posted this on my Facebook page, JFile Lab. I think it's just something that we got to go over so many things as a coach, right? As a skills coach, as a coach for a team, we have to get our team properly adjusted for the team they're playing against. We got to have a game plan. We have to have the right sets. We got to, you know, understand we played this team before and this is where, you know, we didn't do well. This is what we did extremely well. The plan is hard for a coach. If you're a skills coach, there's a plan as well. You feel like you have a few workouts and you're like, we're going to do these workouts. These workouts are going to really work for the player. And what happens is, you find this a lot, your plan probably isn't exactly what they need. And I talked about this a lot in a couple of my previous shows, that before as a trainer, what I used to do is I had a lot of things I was good at personally, and I felt like that was going to dramatically improve my player. And it actually didn't improve the player really quick or rapidly. What I found that was the easier way for me to have instant results, instant success as far as the training session, was I had to have that workout cater to that particular group or that particular player. If you have a large group, it's tougher because you probably need to stick to a plan. We're going to get X amount of ball handling in, X amount of shooting drills in. We're going to get some defense in. We're going to get some concepts done. And you have to kind of cater it to the typical group. If you have real small groups, concentrated groups, five or less, or just a couple players, you really got to understand, okay, who is the player I'm working with? What's going to make them get to the next level? I always believe if you're going to work with a basketball player, the goal is hopefully them to get to the next level. Not just to get better as a player, but if you get better at this, you have an opportunity to play at the next level. I've probably worked with hundreds of players in my life that have played at the next level. And a lot of it has to do with me playing at the next level. I had the opportunity. I was blessed. I was fortunate to meet a lot of people, and you know, they trusted me to get them there. But I think that the confidence that certain players had was already there, and I just boosted it. You know, I had a player recently, a young lady that I worked with, and for me, I don't like to name drop. It's just not my thing. You know, I prefer to be the guy in the background, and I also think this is just my way of doing things, by the way. This isn't, you don't have to do this, but for me, this works. I think the player has enough pressure. The player has a lot of other people pulling at them. I don't really prefer to be that guy. You know, I've struggled with that in the past where you want to build up your brand. So I guess this is for skills coaches. You know, sometimes your brand is just let the player be who they want to be. Let the player get the success. Let the player enjoy the congratulations, the championships, the scholarships, and just watch from afar and say, I know if they do these things, they'll continue to have further success and they might even be able to play at the highest level. I've worked with five or six NBA players in my life. The ridiculous confidence that those players had was just unbelievable. You know, no matter what you were going to do in the workout, they were going to kill it. They just felt like, no, you know, I've done this long enough in my life to where you can put me in the most uncomfortable positions, ball handling, tough shots. I'm going to make the shots. I'm going to make the drill look easy. And it's amazing when the player at the highest level can do that. When I would go through certain workouts, you know, at the college level, I would struggle through them because I don't think I had the confidence all the time. I think I knew I was a good player, but I didn't know how good. And now as I look back, I go, man, if I just would have had a little more confidence in myself, I maybe could have took that next step. Who knows? You know, I was fortunate. I had a good career. But I think that I wasn't ready to have full confidence as a freshman in college. And it's really important to have that. I've seen a lot of players who were great high school players, great at the AAU level, great at the grassroots, any grassroots level, they were just fantastic. And then they would get to that next level, and I don't think they were fully confident enough to do the same thing they did in high school. And also the next part of that is, you know how you really gain confidence? Staying the course. See, this is something I struggled with, is I didn't know how to handle failure. When you know how to handle failure the right way, you get confident that way too. Like, yeah, that wasn't very good. I didn't play very well. The workout was not as good as it could have been. I'm going to just keep working. I'm going to go work on my own skills by myself. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to get this right. And I posted earlier, reps is just so important. We have a misconception right now. The misconception is, if you work on your skills with a trainer, or if you practice with a group of people a few hours, you're just going to be good. And that's not the case. The best players just spend countless hours on their own time when they have it, on their own skills. You know, I've had families, and that's always a great situation where when you have siblings that work on their skills together. I've had kids who just have an imagination and can go by themselves, go to a park, go to a gym, go to their own court if they have one at home, and just work on their game. Use the things that they learned from other coaches and just grind and get it done. You build that confidence because of all those hours. You know, you hear the Kobe stories, you hear the Jordan stories, you hear the LeBron stories, you hear the stories of the greatest players. They're all pretty similar. Those players, countless hours spent on their craft. And I want the coach to know that, you know how you really build confidence is when you say, this is what you can do on your own. I can't wait to see you again the next time. Just keep doing it. And each week we're going to just get better and better and better. We're building the foundation. We're getting to the top here, to the top of the house. But we're at the ground right now. We have to continue to build and build and build. Let's have a 5-story home, a mansion. The foundation's the beginning. I'm showing you what to do. What are you going to do to continue to build on your own? You know, and that is just important. Must be stressed, must be constantly mentioned. And it's got to be fun too, you know, and that's the last thing I'm going to say in this quick show is, you know how players get really confident? It's got to be fun for them. You know, this isn't a job. You know, I hear that all the time. It's a job. It's work. It's tough. It's supposed to be tough. Yeah, so we all know that. We all know it's supposed to be tough. We all know it's not going to be easy, but it's got to be fun. They got to enjoy going to the court. They got to enjoy working with you. They got to feel like, you know what, man, I'm getting so much out of this. And even when I'm not getting something out of it, like, I feel positive though, like I'm trying my best, I'm working at it. And the one way you can really, really make it fun for the player is when you have that communication with them and you tell them, if you do these things, you can get the goals and dreams you have. You can get it. You can. I don't know if you will, but you can. You have an opportunity to do some big things if you do these things. And, you know, I a lot of coaches say it, but it's just something we have to continue to reiterate. The confidence building is very important. Just imagine, think of the players you've ever had in your life, and you go, if they just had confidence, if they just felt they could hit the shot, if they just felt like they could do it, how much further they could go. So build that confidence up. Enjoy the grind, enjoy the process, but they gotta love it and they gotta leave that gym feeling like they're better. Life and Ball Podcast, thanks for tuning in. Give me your feedback, comments on this topic. Confidence, gotta have it. Confidence in yourself is earned though as well.